Get closer to the game with Starting Lineup on SiriusXM NBA Radio.
Corner Mike, you were recently quoted as saying you thought that Cleveland, after the season, might make a run at LeBron James. You think that's a viable option, or do you think that LeBron, from what you know about him, that he might just stay in Miami, especially if they win another championship?
No, I was asked that, and I said, yeah, they're going to make a run. I don't think anybody in their right mind wouldn't. I think every team that has the money is going to make a run, not just Cleveland, not just Miami. I don't know who would pass on that. You take a chance, you use your opportunity to go get it, and who knows, you may get lucky. The one thing I did say was the two teams that I felt that had the best opportunity to probably grab him would be Miami and or Cleveland.
But when you look at LeBron from that first championship to where he is now, and he was great back then, but how much better has he gotten? I mean, it's off the charts how good this guy is now.
Oh, yeah, it is. And, I agree. He was extremely talented when we went in 07. The one thing that pops out right away is just his natural maturation process. There were times when we were together, and even myself as a young coach, you get into situations and you could possibly get rattled. You could be, you can get out of character a little bit because of certain situations happening so quickly and the pressure and so on and so forth. But watching him now, he's so settled within his game that everything looks even easier now than what it did back then 6, 7, 8 years ago. So that in itself is something that over time he has developed, and it's helped his entire game on both ends of the floor, and it's helped him in his process of leading that team to championships, because there's nothing that gets him out of his game or gets him out of his element right now.
The Starting Lineup, weekdays from 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM NBA Radio, Channel 217, and on the SiriusXM app.